8 Fortis on 90.
Benitez talk was over with Bosch when Bosch talked with the commanding officer of the rebel forces, Colonel Camano, this morning. Camano told Bosch that his forces had just captured Fort Osama, which is a stronghold of the police outside the city, and had captured 21 tanks. And the personnel on the tanks had surrendered. Bosch told Camano that Bosch was going to announce a military victory from San Juan, but was also going to call for a ceasefire, and that Bosch was going to announce a constitutional...
Wait a second, wait a second.
I wanted McNamara to hear this. He was going out the door, but I missed him because I had tried to explain to him that I hoped there was some prospect of internationalizing this thing. A, they're getting the OAS to meet again today. They just adjourned until tomorrow. Yeah. And went off and said they decided they'd sleep today. And I try to get some of the sympathetic liberal forces in the hemisphere to send an observer or send a military contingent. We've been doing all this for a week. They don't do it, and they're killing their people. And as you say, they've captured tanks now, and they've taken over the police, and they're marching them down the street, and they've got 100 of them as hostages, and they're saying they're going to shoot them if they don't take over. Now, our CIA says this is a completely led, operated, dominated, they've got men on the inside of it, Castro operation. That it started out as a Bosch operation, but he's been moved completely out of the picture. And they shoved them out, and their people took over.
Mr. President, that may very well be true, I think.
They say it is. There are people on the inside tell us that we've got down there.
I don't doubt it. I don't know one way or the other. I have a very simple point. Which is that our first objective is to make it clear that Bosch is calling for a ceasefire and let these damn guys show their true colors.
Well, if we can do that before they take everything that they've got and they set up their government.
This should be happening right now.
That's good. Well, I want you to if I can locate him, I want you to review with him what's happened, because we were asking just as we broke up. Just the call came 1 minute after they walked out.
Now, this is significant, maybe significant. Amy Benitez was on the phone. He said that Colonel Camano protested when Bosch said that he was going to call for the ceasefire. Camano said that we're on top now, and didn't want to do it. Bosch said, well, you have to do it. He said that this is a political matter and you have to do it. Camano agreed that it would be done. And Benitez told me that Bosch had called, given instructions for a press conference to be arranged in which he would say all this.
Well, the difficulty, though, is if Bosch is there captive, where are the American interests? What do we do?
Well, I think we have to take this in stages, Mr. President. I think the first thing we've got to do is to show that this is a Castro communist operation. And the most dramatic way to do that is to Bosch call for a bar and let those damn guys continue fighting. We've got to have brush call for these.
Not going to be anything to fight, though, Abe, but they will have it during the day.
This is right now.
Yes, I say. But if they've got the tanks, and if they, the people are capitulating, and if they've got all the police, will there be anybody left to fight? It looks like that they will have it.
Well, Mr. President, if Bush calls for a ceasefire, if Weston agrees to it, if they continue fighting, if the communists continue fighting...
They won't. They'll just take charge, start running the government, I think.
I don't see how they can with our military groups down there.
We're not stopping them running the government. We haven't left their hand. That's the point I make. Since last Saturday, the Bush lasted for a few hours. Then Castro started operating.
Right.
They got 45 more in there last night. Castro trained, Castro operated people. We're doing nothing to them. They started firing. They came in here last night and said to me at 7 o'clock, we've got 900 men, the most elite force we've got in Santo Domingo, in this hold up here, in this prison. Now, what do we do about it? And I said, well, let's protect them. No, we can't do that because that would be partiality. I said, well, then let's get them out and evacuate them and get them to another part of the island. Well, we can't do that because that would be sending our Navy in, and the ambassador says that would be showing partiality. And I said, then get the Dominican Navy to evacuate them from the communists. They said, all right, we'll do that. Well, 2:30 they called me and said they couldn't get the Dominican Navy, that they were within machine gun fire, and the Dominican Navy didn't want to have anything to do with it. So I got up this morning. They've taken 900 of the people who are not communists, the best police we've got on the island, and the communists have taken them. So they've added 900 to their strength of 1,900. And they're marching them down the streets of Santo Domingo with the guns in their back, and they're taking 100 of them and saying, we're going to kill you unless these people quit and give up. They haven't eaten in 3 days, and they're about ready to give up. The question is, what does the United States do? We've done this now for a week, done nothing, because we don't want to be partial. But they're firing consistently every hour on our embassy. And what we do is when we can locate a sniper that's getting some results, we shoot at him and he hides for a little while and we kill full fire. But the OAS got over and spent all night denouncing us. We finally got a ceasefire out of them. Now, here's what I think we ought to do. I think we ought to get the CIA, who have men right in these operations. Just like Hoover had one in that car down in Alabama, that know what's happening. And there ain't no doubt about this being Castro now. We haven't said that. But if Bush doesn't know it, Bob, if Bush doesn't know it, we know it's communist. So I think we ought to get them to give us name, address, chapter, and verse. I don't mean to surface all that, but I mean to show that we got proof that a lawyer like you'd look at and say, this is a case of Cuba doing this job. That's number one. I think number two, we ought to have our military forces in sufficient quantity, adequate number, appropriately ready to take that island. And if we can get any other forces to join us, well and good. Before we act, we'll try that. But to take that, to see that Castro doesn't take it. And they are preparing to that end where they're ready to do whatever job they may be called upon without taking any overt action at this moment toward the invasion. The next thing, we ought to try to get a ceasefire. Actuality, if they can. Next, I think we ought to try to get the OAS to send a team in today instead of sleep through the day. Next, I think we ought to invite the OAS in any of their countries or anybody else for that matter that wants to join us to prevent bloodshed and to preserve peace to go in and join with us and put any of their contingents to show it's just not a United States operation.
Right.
But if all that fails, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I think down the road I can work it out after the communist government set up and start issuing orders and and so on and so forth. Now you tell Bob, who just walked in, this fella said to you. Go ahead, Bob. They say,
go ahead, Abe.
Hello. This is a report from Jaime Benitez, who is closer to Bush than anybody. Chancellor of the university down there. He was with Bush this morning. He went over to keep the bee on Bush to call for a ceasefire. Bush agreed to do that. Bush got a report about the victories of the rebel forces.
Yeah.
Bush then, in Jaime's presence, talked to Tamayo, the general, the colonel over there. Bush told Tamayo that he was going to announce from San Juan military victory, and that he was going to call for a ceasefire. This is the outline of what Bush said he was going to tell the press. Constitutional forces have triumphed. It's a great victory. Nevertheless, we want pacification, and we'll stop our own action if Western does not continue. And Benitez was there and heard it. Benitez talked with Tamayo, too. Tamayo was reluctant, protested, said that Western people were deserting him. His own forces were now on top. Marsh said that there were overwhelming political considerations, and this was an order, and Tamayo reluctantly acquiesced. Now, Marsh issued instructions to call the press in which he's going to make a statement. He should be making it now. This works out. Now, I agree with everything the president said except for one thing. That is, I believe that it is urgently necessary that the cautious statement for a ceasefire be item number one. And then if Western agrees to that, the fighting nevertheless continues, and he will be in a much, much stronger position to make it clear that this is a Castro communist operation. But people in Puerto Rico, and I think people in most of Latin America, just aren't going to believe that so long as there's no line, no dramatic line drawn between Bush and these fighting forces. And therefore, I think that everything ought to be done, number one, to continue to induce Bush to call for a ceasefire to make sure that Western agrees to it. Then, if the fighting continues, I think that we're in a position to take a pretty tough line. I would hope that that would be taken in cooperation with OAS, and I would like to see the President call for OAS to countries to add some military units. I think we've got to maintain our preponderance of strength down there vis-a-vis the military units of the OAS as well as communists. But I believe that the separation of Bush from the communist elements in a dramatic way is essential in terms of the next 100 years. And I think it can be done if we can work out this this call for a ceasefire on both sides. Whether the ceasefire works is a secondary consideration, in my opinion. And then I think we've got to get the OAS to send a team in there to appraise the situation or whatever the hell they want to call it. But I believe that this operation's got to be a national effort.
Don't you think we ought to surface as soon as we can the fact that there's very reliable information that this is a Castro operation?
No, sir, not. Jaime Benitez